We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, guys? I'm Ryan Roberts. Welcome into another edition of the At Large Big Bearcats podcast. Today, I'm joined by 2025 five-star Purcell Marion wing, D. Alexander. He recently committed to Cincinnati, and we're excited to have her on today.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Dee, what has these last few days been like? You know, hometown hero committing to Cincinnati, going on with all sorts of media, TV, radio. What have these last few days been like for you?
Well, you know, these few days, they just been like, it's been a lot of like congratulating me just for like even staying home, being close, especially like from the family. It's been like a lot of, I'm super proud of you. I'm able to go to your games, but it's also been like a lot of relief off my shoulders because it's over just this past weekend with the first live period. So, you know, being able to come back home and only being able to talk to UC coaches, it's just like, yeah, it's been a great feeling and it's just been really relaxed.
So let's kind of talk about this recruiting process because you had interest from schools all over, Iowa, South Carolina, LSU, UConn, you name them, they wanted you.
Yes.
What were these last few years like for you with all these high-level programs and coaches, you know, hitting you up and trying to get you to join their family and program?
You know, it all started when I was in the seventh grade. So just, you know, being like having to talk to coaches ever since the seventh grade, me like learning how to talk to them, it's just, it has been a lot, but it's also been like a lot of times where it's been like overwhelming at points, and it's a lot of talking that I've had to do. So, you know, it's been a struggle through the whole process, but just like recently it started to dial down, and it was like, you know, coaches are starting to tell me like different things, and a bunch of coaches also are leaving, so it's like, okay, I have to visit that school. So, you know, it's just been a lot, like, just with a bunch of coaches just going to different places and having to get, like, re-offered from this coach or that coach. So,
yeah,
ever since the seventh grade, it's been a long process.
So, I'm sure you heard a lot of different recruiting pitches. When you finally started to come into decision mode, what were some of the things that you were looking for in your next stop?
You know, one thing, like, that, like, stood out mainly at UC, and this is like one of the reasons why, is like just the relationship like with the coaches and the players, you know, like with Coach Trina and Coach Abby and just all the whole coaching staff, like they're like, the players were like their daughters. They looked at them as their daughters no matter what. So it's like going to different colleges, I'm looking like, okay, is this coach seeing his players as his daughters, or is it like a different relationship? So like, if a coach seeing his kids as his daughter, then like, okay, I'm liking this coach. And that's one thing that really stood out the most, like how the coaches treat their players.
So Trina's obviously a former Bearcat herself, 4-year letterman. Yes. Was there any extra meaning knowing that her message was genuine, knowing the type of love that she has for Cincinnati and the women's program?
No, she just really wants to change in, like, women's basketball altogether. Mm-hmm. So, like I keep telling everybody, like, I believe in Coach Trina so much. It's, like, it's going to be a change happening at UC. No matter, like, within, like, this coming year, there's going to be a change at UC no matter what. Like, just the amount of change that she's going to have and knowing that, like, what her goals are and what she's, like, going to be setting at UC is, like, I believe it's going to be a change. She believes it's going to be a change. Just like getting more people in the community, like to believe in her, just like personally herself, and her going to UC and like the goals that she had. I'm pretty sure at UC, like everything's going to like come in and be different.
So you had a final three of Illinois, Ohio State, and Cincinnati. Was when you were kind of coming into that decision of who your finalists were going to be, what played into that? Was it something where you wanted to stay local, or were you just kind of looking for the best fit?
You know, I'm not really like the type to go far from home. So it's mm-hmm. like, you know, those three like are close. The furthest was 3 hours, which is Champaign, Illinois, which is not mm-hmm. far at all. So, you know, like Ohio State's right up the street. So I didn't want to go far like at all. So it's like choosing those three. I like the coaches the best. I build a relationship with all three of those coaches. And it's like they're not far neither. So, like, you know, I wouldn't mind going to need to like none of the three colleges that were in my top three.
So let's talk about your commitment video. Your two younger brothers were a part of that. How special was that for you? And then like seeing the finished product.
You know, like when they recorded it, actually I was not there. Like I wasn't mm-hmm. present at the when they recorded it. So I had to see it at the end, like when it finally got posted and released out to everybody. But it took like an hour or so just for me to even like see the video finally, because like my phone was just going so bad. Like it was like, okay, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to see this or not. So when I finally seen it, it was like, okay, this is like, I had no clue it was gonna be that. So like seeing them do that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like was a very big shocker to me.
So you got emotional during your commitment talking about your mom and all that she's been a part of throughout this journey. How special is it that not only your mom but also your family will be able to continue watching you play?
You know, it's just like my family, they're like my biggest support at all times. Mm-hmm. So like having my family by my side at all times is just like it's the greatest of it all. And then like them only being 5-10 minutes away from UC is like that's even better, because like you guys can come to every home game and you guys aren't that far. You guys don't have to make a 6-7 hour drive just to come watch me play. You guys can make a 5-10 minute drive just to come watch me play.
So Coach Trina's motto for her team is the sisterhood. What does that mean to you?
You know, that means a lot, because it's like everybody is a part of one. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a whole. And it's like ever since I first even visited UC, it's always been sisterhood ever since Coach Trina's been there. So, you know, everybody, like I said at the beginning, like I've always wanted a coach that seen their players as their kids or like as a whole. So seeing that her motto is sisterhood, it's like, okay, I know I'm gonna have sisters regardless by my side, mm-hmm. no matter what. And we'll always have a mom that's there, which is Coach Trina, our head coach. So, you know, it's just having sisters by my side the whole time is just great.
The I gotta ask, the picture of you with Ray and Tyler, were they in your ear at all about staying home and being a hometown hero, even though it's you know, a different sport?
They didn't, but they just always wanted the best for me as well. So like, no matter what, but it was just like they stay home, and I know Ray's gonna make a difference, Tyler's gonna make a difference. So why not? I make a difference on the girls' side. So you know, just staying home making a difference is something great.
Let's get into your game a little bit. So. Three-time Ohio Miss basketball, three-time state champion, sorry, back-to-back Ohio Miss basketball, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists per game. What has this staff's message been with how they want to utilize you when you get to the next level?
You know, I just feel like Coach Trina, she's going to hold me accountable. She's going to hold me to very high standards. So me first having to, like, adjust to, like, being able to, like, play with, like, older girls, but then also like having to know that I'm gonna take bumpy roads through this whole process and have to go through ups and downs. So just, you know, developing me, just getting ready for the like that final next level.
If you look at the scouts, they describe you as like a big physical wing, handles the ball like a point guard, can play inside or outside, you can guard all 5 positions. How would you describe your game?
It'll probably kind of be the same way, but, like, I'm also, like, about my team. If my team's, like, I don't want it to be a 1-versus-5 type of game. I want it to be a 5-versus-5 like it's supposed to be. So I'm more so my teammates are down. I'm going to help you come back up. I'm going to get you involved in the game no matter what, whether you're having a bad game, a good game. You're on fire. You're trying to get there. But I'm always going to make sure I have my teammates involved while I'm also doing what I do best.
Is there anywhere on the floor that you're most comfortable? Like, are you more comfortable in the post, more comfortable on the wing? What's your preference?
Just wherever I can get to the best. Yeah. Just whatever I can make work.
So you've obviously played for a lot of high-level teams. Purcell, Marion, nationally ranked. West Virginia Thunder, arguably the best AAU program in the country. Played for Team USA. How have these experiences over the years helped you develop your game?
It's helped me develop in, like, many ways. Just, like, personally, just becoming a better person outside of basketball, because at the end of the day, people also have to see me when a ball finally stops dropping. So, you know, going out of the country to Mexico, it was something different. I've never thought I'd be in that situation, nothing. But it's helped me, like, grow as a person just all around. So, you know, being able to go do that was something great. Playing with Purcell, it's like, I wear Purcell across my chest every day. I go to school there every day. So it's like I represent them every day. And then West Virginia, it's like, you know, I'm playing in one of the best organizations. So I also have to represent them in the best way I possibly can. That's what I do every day, just representing my coaches, my teammates, just everybody part of the whole program. Just being able to represent what I wear across my chest and what I decide that I want to do, represent it the best I possibly can.
Chloe Mann committed in 2024, and then you've got Joya Crawford and Paige. How do you pronounce her last name? I don't want to butcher it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Have you had any interaction with the current or the other commits for 24 and 25 yet?
No, me and Chloe from Duncanville, you know, we've talked a couple times, but you know, just. It's just I just know that she's ready to get better. She's ready to help me become better. We're just ready to work together.
So let's get into some fun stuff, and then we'll get you out of here. Who is D. Alexander off the floor? Because you're obviously really good on the floor, but you also see, you know, in the classroom, you're an honors student. So who is D. Alexander off the floor?
You know, I'm just like a really, like, big family person. You know, like, when it comes to family, like, that's what I want to do, like. I'll go, if I'm not playing basketball, if I'm not traveling, I'm with my family. Like, there's somebody I want to spend time with all the time. Like, family. So, you know, I try to do as much as I possibly can with my little brothers. You know, they're like my biggest support that I have. And they're also going to help me work and grind to, like, what I really want to do and what I want to achieve.
Do you have a favorite restaurant in town?
Skyline.
All right. Maybe an NIL opportunity for you if Skyline's listening.
I hope so.
What's your go-to music? What's your playlist look like for pregame?
It depends on the day, but most of the time it's like a little baby, a little dirt type of thing, you know. Okay. I'm trying to get ready and turn.
Did the Big 12 or Jordan Brand play a role at all in your decision to stay home, or was it always Cincinnati?
You know, I've always seen Cincinnati becoming something big in the future. So, you know, it's never really been like a Jordan or a Big 12. It's never really like been nothing like that. It's just like who I really believe in the most.
I think you had what, the threes or fours on when you committed?
Yes.
Was it fours?
Yes. No, threes.
Threes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Jordan? Like a favorite shoe?
I don't know.
You don't know? Just whatever you're feeling that day?
Yeah, like I like Jordans. Like I try to get every pair of Jordans that I possibly can. So you know, like I like Jordans a lot. So yeah.
Lastly, this summer, now that you're committed, what does the rest of your summer look like? And what are you looking forward to most about your senior season heading into your, you know, freshman year at Cincinnati?
So unfortunately I have two more AAU tournaments until I go on to Colorado for USA again. So I'll be doing that for the majority of the rest of my summer. So while I'm doing that, if I'm not doing that, I'm getting some extra work in, just trying to get ready for the next level of college. Just ready to play.
Is it helpful that you are kind of so close that you're able to head up to UC, get some shots up in Fifth Third Arena?
It's very convenient because, you know, like, if I want to tell, like, Coach Trina, like, hey, can me and my little brothers go up there to UC, just let them play and let them do whatever they do while I just work out and get some shots up.
All right, D. Well, I know a lot of people are excited about you staying home, and we look forward to following not only your senior season but the rest of your career at Cincinnati.
Yes.
All right, this has been Ryan Roberts with 2025 five-star Purcell Marion wing D. Alexander, newest Cincinnati Bearcat women's basketball commit.
Yes.